My name is Alan Clear. I'm the Executive Director of the Harm Reduction Coalition. We're based here in New York City in the United States. Well, I got tested in England, I seem to remember. And they didn't want to test me, so I said, well, I live in New York, I use drugs, and I sleep with prostitutes. They said, okay. Because I was kind of annoyed they didn't want to give me a test. So I was like, you want some reasons? Here's some reasons. Go on, test me. You know, I mean, everyone I knew was a drug user, and people worked in the sex industry and stuff. And if you were in New York City mixing with drug users and gays in the late 80s, you were living in the center of the inferno. And, you know, everywhere you looked, people were living with HIV. Well, you weren't living with HIV in those days. You were dying of AIDS almost immediately. And there came a point that I clearly remember where I could not listen to one more person say, I've stopped using drugs, but now I have AIDS. It was too painful, and I had to do something about it, and that's how I got involved in ACT UP originally and starting to do syringe exchange when it was illegal, because that was something I could do, and it's something I could do for my community as someone who's used drugs. Harm reduction is a way of working with drug users which doesn't demand abstinence as an outcome, and it arose out of the HIV epidemic as we became aware that drug users were getting HIV through sharing injection equipment. So we had syringe exchange programs start in the late 80s in this country, in the United States. And we know from the research, we know from the evidence, we know from the fact that drug users use syringe exchange, that syringe exchange is probably the most effective HIV intervention for active drug users or active drug injectors. We've had significant progress at local levels, but we have had no progress at the federal level. In New York City, we've been doing exchange now for 16 years, 14 of them with the authorization of the State Department of Health, and we've had an enormous impact on drug users, not only in reducing HIV from 50% of injectors down to about 15%, but also getting laws changed so that now there are pharmacy sales of syringes. We have got drug users who were excluded from AIDS care into AIDS care. Drug users, probably more than any other population, know their HIV status. We have worked really hard in a place like New York City to integrate drug users into all services. In other parts of the country, it hasn't had the same success. I think the greatest difficulties for people living with HIV are not always HIV. And for some parts of the country, it's actually getting HIV care, especially if you live in a small town or rural community, and you don't want to be outed as a person living with HIV. It's difficulty getting medical care. For some parts of the country, it's difficult to get AIDS medications. I don't think that's the case in New York City. I think we've done a really good job in New York City. But we still have too many people who don't know their status. There are barriers to getting tested. But access to things like housing, access to work, the whole criminalization of drug users and having people in prison and being disenfranchised when they come out and not being part of the community is a big issue. And because people are not dying in the same way, you know, we used to look at the obituaries every single day to look at who had died of AIDS and how it's being described about how they died because people didn't admit to dying of AIDS. It's receded in people's consciousness. Something like 40,000 people test positive for HIV every year in this country. That figure hasn't changed, despite the efforts of the CDC to reduce that number. They wanted to halve that number. We still have 40,000 people testing positive for HIV every year. You know, that figure's been pretty consistent for a long time. So if the issue's gone away, then how come we have so many people testing positive and so many people living with AIDS still after all this time? You know, it's not just about messages, it's about changing culture. And that's incredibly hard. We've still got a long way to go when it comes to stigma, but we've made real progress over the last 25 years. We're not seeing the same level of people who are denied employment or denied housing because of their HIV status. You know, laws are being put in place to protect people, and they're not always work, but these things do exist. But we have come a long way, but we've got a long way to go. It's not just about a single disease or a single virus. It's about the way people live. It's about access to human rights, civil rights, housing, medical care, health care, mental health care. It's all those things that make people vulnerable. I'd like to see some kind of something that addresses disparities within different societies and different communities within different countries. I would like to see universal access to AIDS medications. I'd like to see the targets met that countries have set. I'd like to see universal access to prevention materials. I'd like to see universal access to drug treatment, which countries like Russia are refusing. I'd like to see access to sterile syringes that countries like the US are refusing. I'd like to see a real role for not just people with AIDS, but people who use drugs to play in making sure their voice is heard and making sure that they have a seat at the table to articulate what is going on in their lives, and I want governments to be responsive to that.